This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin in association with the British Skin Foundation.
Ah, I'm out of the hot and steamy lab and in the garden enjoying the lovely sunshine. We've been looking at how the sun can damage your skin. So now it's time to see how we can shield our skin and stay safe. And cool. Well, perhaps not that cool. First tip is sunscreen. Even professors wear sunscreen. It's not just gloop, it's science gloop. Sunscreen contains clever chemicals that make a barrier to block the sun's harmful UV rays from burning your skin. Sunscreens have a number showing their SPF, or sun protection factor. Look for creams with an SPF of at least 30 and make sure it has a circle with the letters UVA inside it, because that means it meets EU standards. Sunscreen should have 4 or 5 star ratings. You can look for these stars on the packets and bottles, and no stars. 5 stars! That's it. Slap it on. More is better. A grown-up will need at least 6 teaspoons to cover their body properly. Don't forget the back of your neck and your ears. It's important to spread it thickly and give it time to soak in before you go outside. At least 30 minutes. Just dipping my feet in the paddling pool. Ah, lovely. You'll need to remember to top up your sunscreen regularly, especially if you've been swimming. Not least, as toweling yourself dry wipes off nearly all the sunscreen you've put on. Next tip is to wear a hat. Not a pirate hat.
Yee-haw!
Whoa! Not a cowboy hat either. You need a good sun hat with a wide brim and some UV protective sunglasses. They will protect your head from burning and keep the sun out of your eyes. The only thing that should be sizzling is the barbecue. Next tip is to wear loose clothing that covers your skin, like long-sleeve t-shirts and shorts. Ones made from closely weaved fabric like cotton are best. So leave your string vest indoors. You're looking good there. So we have our sunscreen, sun hat and loose clothing on. The next tip is all about time. What time is it? If it is around lunchtime, it's a good idea to play in the shade. The sun is at its hottest between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and you're likely to burn more quickly at these times. In fact, playing in the shade is sensible whatever the time. Staying cool is more fun than frying. Thanks for reminding me. Babies and very small children should be in the shade at any time and safest of all, be indoors between 11 and 3. Well, I'm glad you agree with me, because we all know it's healthy to play outside. It can seem strange trying to stay out of the sunshine and to cover up, but it is just good sense. Unless you want to end up as crispy as a burnt chip. Scientists know a lot more today than they used to about the damage the sun can do, and scientists are worth listening to. Woohoo! So are ice cream vans. I'm off to get a rocket lolly. So I'll see you next time when we'll be back in the lab, looking at winter sun.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin, in association with the British Skin Foundation, the charity for skin disease and skin cancer research. Find out more at britishskinfoundation.org.uk.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.